This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us for the KUMA Coffee Hour, which is coming up in just a moment. Dan Chespin, your host, and my guest this morning is Jake Bacon, Assistant Superintendent for the Hermiston School District. Our conversation with him begins in just a moment, so stay with us.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
News and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning and thanks for joining us. Dan Chespin with the Coffee Hour here on a Monday. And joining me this morning is Jake Bacon, Assistant Superintendent, Hermiston School District. Jake, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, we have much to discuss this morning, and we're just going to jump right into it here this morning. You have a board listening and learning session coming up here in just a couple of days. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, January 30th. We're excited. One of the positive things of COVID that came out of it was we began these board listening and learning sessions where it's more of an informal opportunity for folks to interact with the board. You know, and that's one of the hard things. Board meetings are not designed and set up to be an interactive process. That's really the business meeting for the board to conduct their business during that time. So by having these listening and learning sessions, it allows folks to interact with the board in an informal setting, asking questions and basically just having a conversation. So we're excited to be able to host that January 30th at there at the district office in Hermiston.
Is there any particular agenda items or items from the community, parents, stakeholders, I guess is the word I'm looking for, that you're hoping folks will bring to the attention of the board?
You know, anything that's on their minds, we just want to provide that avenue for folks to be able to speak out and let us know what's on their mind and what's going on in their world. It's tough sometimes when you get in the hustle and bustle to really know and hear what's going on with everybody. So this is that chance to share. We try to keep that forum open so that there is no agenda and we just follow the lead of the folks that show up.
All right. Sounds good. I wanted to ask about You Make a Difference recognitions at basketball games.
Well, this is a really cool thing that our director of athletics, Larry Usher, has brought in this winter. And at our home basketball games moving forward, we're going to recognize somebody that has made a difference in the lives of kids. And with that, Larry reaches out to some of our athletes and does a survey and gets feedback about somebody who's made a difference in their life and helped them through their academic experience, and they're recognized. And we're fortunate enough, our first two names that were announced and addressed there last week was Armand Larvey Middle School teacher, Mr. Lind. And the kids said some really cool things about him. If I can, Dan, I just got a little bit here to read. And this is what they said. Mr. Lind made a difference in my life by teaching me how to push myself and achieve my goals. He is a great teacher and a basketball coach that taught me many life lessons. He also was very supportive of his students, helping whenever and wherever he could. Mr. Lind is the person that I would choose that has made a difference in my life. He's helped me not only be a better athlete, but a better person. He's always been there to listen and talk to me about things going on about school and my personal life. He is someone that I've grown to trust and appreciate. So, you know, it's really nice. And they step out on the court and they read this information and the kids hand them a shirt. And it's just a really cool experience to watch. We also had our high school science teacher, Mr. Galindo, who was recognized the other night. And kids said, Mr. Galindo comes to school every single day with high energy and a great attitude. No matter the circumstance, Mr. Galindo is always very interested in making students feel welcomed and excited about school. From his classroom to extracurriculars, Mr. Galindo supports his students and pushes them to be the best versions of themselves. So just some really cool statements that kids are reflecting back on what they're doing, and we're going to continue this on throughout the rest of basketball season. Coming up next at our next home game, on the 31st, is going to be our first responders. And so we're going to be able to recognize some of those folks there in Hermiston that, you know, commit to helping others.
And then as far as any other recognitions coming up, I can't remember for the life of me how long basketball season goes, but I don't think we're quite over yet. Will there be more?
There will be more, and I'll help you with the basketball season goes forever.
I know it does for my kids.
Yeah. So the opportunity to recognize is quite a while. So we'll have recognitions through the month of February.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm talking this morning to Hermiston School District Assistant Superintendent Jake Bacon. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more after this.
It's that time of year again, and we're here to make sure you are winter ready. Hi, Scott here with Pendleton Tire and Auto, your hometown headquarters for winter driving. Nokia and Michelin, BF Goodrich, Falkland, and Hankook, we have your winter tire needs covered. Our shop is ready to ensure your vehicle is ready for the snow and freezing temperatures. Batteries, brakes, heating, wipers, shocks, and charging systems. Stop by for a free inspection, and we'll be sure you're safe out there on the winter roads. Please always be sure your windows are free of ice and snow. Slow down and arrive safe. Pendleton Tire and Auto, Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
We must fight fog.
Fight the what?
Fat oil and grease, fog, need to stay out of our drains.
Why?
Fog down the drain can build up over time, cause expensive sewer backup to your home or natural water line, and you're responsible for the expense.
Oh, so fight the fog.
Yes. Always pour a cooled fog in the garbage, absorb excess with paper towels, and have sink strainers to catch the remaining food waste. This message brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
Join Team Wild. Every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Wild Horse Resort and Casino will have a walk-in hiring event. Come meet their friendly team members for on-the-spot interviews. Wild Horse Resort and Casino has more benefits, including group health, vision and dental, 10 paid holidays, paid birthday leave, paid vacation, employer 401k match, education reimbursement, free meal on shift, and employee discounts. Working at Wild Horse is more rewarding, so come visit Human Resources on Wednesday for on-the-spot interviews and job offers. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
Now that cold weather is here, Burns Mortuary of Pendleton would like to remind you to check on elderly loved ones, friends, and neighbors. A visit and a warm drink can go a long way in making sure they're okay in these chilly days. This friendly winter reminder is brought to you by Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, helping families cope with the loss of a loved one for over 90 years.
Heaters, gloves, shovels, ice melt, sleds, you need it, Zimmerman & Company True Value has it. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
We have a large variety of Easy Heat roof heaters. We carry ice melt. We carry a large variety of snow shovels. We have winter gloves, plenty of pipe insulation. We have numerous types of weather stripping. And for the kids, we have a wide variety of sleds of all shapes and sizes.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Local news, local issues from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning on the KUMA Coffee Hour with Hermiston School District Assistant Superintendent Jake Bacon, talking about all things Hermiston School District, and you got an event coming up next month, and gosh, February is going to be here before you know it. Yeah. And that is the Hermiston Education Foundation auction. Tell us more about that, Jake.
Yeah, well, the auction is February 4th, and it'll be up at EO Tech. Doors open at 5 o'clock, and dinner serves at 6 p.m., and you can get tickets, little plug here, they're at the district office. Call or swing on by. We're happy to help facilitate getting some tickets in your hands. But the HEF Foundation, and sorry, the Hermiston Education Foundation is, you know, started up in around 2003. And since that time, they've been able to provide over 400 grants to our classrooms, totaling over $400,000 in that span, which is pretty cool. And we call them grants. And how the process works is the teachers will, they have an application process, send it in, and they're reviewed, and if they meet the criteria, then they're funded through that process. So it's been really great for our classrooms. And then in 2017, they started a scholarship program. And with that scholarship program, they're giving out eight $2,500 scholarships to graduating Hermiston High School students each year, which is a pretty cool thing.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and then HEF's done a good job of really growing with the times and expanding how they are able to support. And now they're working to provide assistance to teachers working towards their certifications or licensure. And they've been working with the school district on aligning how that process works. And they're excited to be able to help with tuition reimbursement costs this year for folks that are working that way.
Well, it sounds great. I mean, not only is it helping the teachers and staff, it's helping, graduating seniors as well. So again, that auction is February 4th, and doors open at 5, dinner starts at 6, and it's at EOTech. For those that want to be a part of this annual dinner and auction, do they contact the district office?
Yeah, yep, that's the best way. Just reach out there, and I think the board members out of HEF are selling them individually as well, but you can definitely, we're the district office, that point of contact, we can get them right into your hands quick.
And from what I understand, this is a pretty popular event. I would encourage people, don't procrastinate, get those tickets now.
Yeah, I mean, we had, before COVID hit, so we're excited to really get this one rolling, over 430 people attended. So it's a great turnout. We have student art classrooms. Certain grade levels will make art and have them as centerpieces. And it's just a fun thing to get everybody involved in.
And any idea what might some of the auction items be?
Oh, the auction items are across the board. I mean, they'll have sessions of where you can get... coaching or training with an individual. So we'll have folks donate their gift baskets. Gift baskets are the huge one. And so local businesses will put in different types of baskets. So camping, family nights are kind of the themes that they put together.
Nice. Well, again, I encourage our listening audience to reach out and get a ticket for that Hermiston Education Foundation auction, which is happening on February 4th. The Hermiston High School Annex, it's on track to open this fall.
Yeah, the weather has cooperated. We've been very fortunate with that. And so we'll be able to open up 14 classrooms. We'll be in there with some office space, and it'll be ready to go this fall. Along with that, probably the most exciting thing for the kids about it is we're going to be able to open up about 200 parking spots, which will be really helpful for everyone once that opens and gets going.
And what are some of the other upcoming events you have happening with the Hermiston School District?
Well, just for information, we're going to have a teacher transition day on the 27th, which means end of semester is happening. So we're right there with the end of the semester, and that transition day is a non-student day, but it is a teacher work day. So students won't be at school, but teachers will be in there finishing up the semester and getting ready for the next semester to start. So that'll be happening, taken on there. We also have conferences that are going to be coming up the end of March. I know that's a ways out, but it seems in the educational world, things show up a lot faster than you expected at times, which leads us right into spring break. They're that first full week in April.
And then I know, talking to some of the other educators here in the region, it seems like now that, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's is over, you come back, it's not only a new year as far as, on the calendar, but, it seems like after the holidays, now it's, as one educator, I believe, told me, it's buckle down time. It's time to really push, get everything, not that beforehand was kind of, If you come to school, fine, that kind of thing. But, now it's time to buckle down and hit that home stretch for, what is it, June?
Yeah, yeah. No, we're getting in there. And what I think with that buckle down piece of it is, as the, we've been in winter weather for so long, so everyone's cooped up. Now spring's going to be showing up and people are getting out doing more things. We're providing more field trips, kids are getting out and doing more things within school outside of that classroom to get that hands-on learning. And so that really begins to happen a lot more, which creates that hustle and bustle of the springtime to get things rolling.
And what's the mood and the attitude been? You know, you guys are in some new digs, as they say, this school year. How is that all working out?
Wonderful. You know, our two new spot, or well, Loma Vista, the addition, has been wonderful. It's great. And Rocky Heights, those two facilities are just rocking and rolling. Smooth. They're still Loma Vista. They're still doing some landscape, trying to get things lined in, but that comes with weather as well,
right?
and hitting those punch lists. So they'll keep working on punch lists in both of those two buildings into the summer and get them all dialed in at that point. But it takes about a year to get those punch lists all knocked out. But yeah, they're going and hosting events, and kids are showing up and learning.
Well, it sounds good. And from the pictures I've seen on the district's websites and social media, it looks like they did a really nice job putting that all together. And I'm glad that is going in the right direction for the Hermiston School District. Well, I'm talking to Assistant Superintendent Jake Bacon. We're going to take another break, come back, continue our conversation after these words.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Heritage Station Museum is closed for the season, but you can still support the Umatilla County Historical Society in many ways. Shop at the Community Thrift Shop on Court Street, where all proceeds benefit UCHS. Or visit heritagestationmuseum.org, and you can become a member, even make a donation right through the website. Follow Heritage Station Museum on Facebook and Instagram for the spring opening date and for upcoming events. Heritage Station Museum, telling the story.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Students, do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or BMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and BMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
Issues that matter to you. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Jake Bacon, Assistant Superintendent of the Hermiston School District. A couple other items to discuss this morning before we let him go. And one of those items is enrollment.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate. We're up. Our enrollment is growing, it's steadily been growing, not at a super fast rate, but it's growing. From this time last year, on the last time around, we're up 174 students, which is great. So we'll keep clapping and cheering on that as it grows. You know, we're sitting at a little over, right around 5,532 kids, right in that range. So district wide, which is, it's a good place to be.
And a couple other things I wanted to have you bring to our attention, and that is a couple of new things that have started in the Hermiston School District, one being middle school softball and baseball.
Yeah, you know, in you know, partnership with our Washington athletics program that we're part of, you know, they offer more sports than what we have in the past. So we've been growing and trying to match that as well. So in the fall, we were able to open up with soccer. And so we had fall soccer for boys and girls, which allowed us to provide opportunities for 100 more students than what we have in the past. And so now, this spring, we're going to be able to open up with baseball and softball at the middle school level at both Sandstone and Armin. We're excited to see how many more kids we can get out and participating through those programs as well.
And as far as to make that happen, is it that you're able to, I guess, add more staff to fulfill mm-hmm. those sports? Or is it that you're just the folks you already have are just taking on more?
Well, we're adding coaching positions to it. So that's happening. We're getting uniforms ordered. Facilities, we still, we're able to use the current facilities that we have. So just doing a few touch-ups there, but we're good to go. The trick of it becomes the coordinating of schedules and practice times and everything there. But our Larry Usher's got a good handle on that and has a plan in place.
Well, that's fabulous to see more opportunity for the students there. Also, tell us about soccer.
Okay, well, that soccer piece of it was great. Being able to have kids in that fall time, be able to get up and get going with it. One of the challenges that showed up were finding officials and getting officials to games. But our athletic directors at the middle schools did a great job reaching out, trying to get folks set up to be able to officiate and ref those games, and they were able to do it. And kids, the feedback from the kids was very strong, very positive.
Well, I imagine the kids, give them whatever the options are, they're going to want to play it. But as far as, you have to have the officials. I know there are people that, sitting on the sidelines, taking statistics and keeping score and all that stuff. For folks that want to be involved out there, there might be some individuals that are fans of these different sports, whether it's softball, baseball, soccer, whatnot. For them to get involved, what do they need to do?
They can reach out to Larry Usher at the high school and talk with him. Or they can also reach out to the Human Resources Department. They're here at the district office, which is the department I work in. So, and we can get them lined out and connected with whomever it needs to be. So there's plenty of opportunity. Excuse me, just reach out and we'll get you pointed in the right direction. And Dan, with all of this, none of it could be possible without our school board.
Right.
We're just getting ready through January's School Board Appreciation Month, and we just have a great board. If I could just take a minute and just
sure.
recognize and say thank you to the volunteer work, because that salary is not real high for those folks. But Board Chair Jenny Holtis, and we have Board Member Liliana Gomez, Board Member Bonnie Luisi, Board Member Sally Hansel, and Board Member Dane Gardner, and Board Member, Vice Chair Karen Sherman, and Board Member Terry Vanderstelt. So they're a great group of people that are putting kids first, and we have these opportunities because of the direction and policies that they put in place to allow us to do it.
Well, it sounds like there is a lot of things happening with the Hermiston School District. It's moving in the right direction. As we were talking in the break, seeing some of the pictures from Rocky Heights and the other one.
Loma Vista.
That's right. Yep. That's right. And some beautiful facilities for teachers and staff, especially the students. I think that's really the main purpose. But it's nice to work in a nice facility, too.
It is. Well, and they've done a great job really putting the emphasis on having natural light in the buildings. It is unbelievable the difference that makes. You walk down the hallways, there's natural light that will come in through the classrooms, through the way they set up the doors, it's just wonderful atmosphere to be in.
Yes, absolutely. And in the few minutes we have left, for those that are just joining us, I just want to go back and remind everyone about the Hermiston Education Foundation auction, which is happening February 4th. It's the annual dinner and auction. Doors open at 5. Dinner begins at 6. Yeah, doors yep. open and then the dinner. and that's at EOTech. And as Jake mentioned, contact the Hermiston School District office or if you know a board member, Jake mentioned their names, reach out to them, and you guys will have a wonderful time. The money, you know, scholarships, helping students, helping staff, and helping the teachers, and yeah, lots of money, and you know, every little bit counts when you know, the community comes together and helps out with such ways. And you also had mentioned, Jake, that before COVID, let's see, that was the 2019 dinner, I believe, raised $46,000, and there was over 400 people who attended. That's a, that's a big event.
Yeah, it's wonderful, you know. And thanks to all those folks showing up and donating money to the HEF auction, they've been able to provide over $135,000 in scholarships to students, graduating students at Hermiston High School. So,
well, that's fantastic. And then, of course, with all the different athletics going on, you got the You Make a Difference recognitions at basketball games. I think that's great that the students are taking time not only to say, hey, you know, thank you, but literally you had read in the previous segment some of the things that the teachers are saying. With the two that were recognized, there'll be more people recognized. And then later this month, the first responders in the community will also be recognized. And I think it's great that students, staff, and everybody at the Hermiston School District has taken the time to do such a thing. Well, I got about a minute left. Jake, anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Oh, just thanks for the opportunity to be here this morning. And again, I'll put my HR plug in here. Anybody that is interested in becoming a substitute or wants to work in the school district, please reach out to us here at the district office and we'll get you lined out. There's tuition reimbursement opportunities once you're hired with the district. So if you're working towards your degree, and we're happy to help support that. So come on out and be a part of the Hermiston School District.
All right. Well, and if anybody has any questions, as Jake mentioned, contact anyone at the Hermiston School District. Go online, give them a call. All that information I know between Jake, between Superintendent Tricia Mooney and the staff there will answer any question that you have. Well, Jake Bacon, Assistant Superintendent, Hermiston School District, my guest, thanks for coming in on your day off.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a marvelous Monday.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.